The Alan Davis Show, starring Alan Francis, Ronnie Ancona, and Alan Davis.
Murray, can you stop it? Murray, what are you doing?
Where do you keep your soup?
I'm trying to learn my lines.
I've looked in every cupboard. There's tins here from the 70s. I've been looking for 10 minutes.
I know, you nosy bastard.
Well, you could have said you didn't have any.
You didn't ask. What am I supposed to do? Monitor your every move and give you little tips?
Murray, go inside. It's raining.
All right. I've got to stay healthy. Everyone at work's got Peruvian flu, the flu from Peru. I'm covering for practically the whole paper, so I've got to be in peak physical condition.
With soup.
What else?
Flu jab?
Flu jab soup would be good, with vitamin C and penicillin.
You could take it intravenously, just connect your arm to a drip by your desk.
You've got needles on the brain since you started that play, Alan.
Well, I am playing Vince, the violent gambling junkie. These lines are a nightmare to learn. Every time we do an improvisation, they change the script.
When do you open again?
At the weekend at the Royal Bush Theatre. They're talking about a West End transfer because it's written by the same guy that did Sex, Gore, Hate, Guns, Death.
The X-rated award-winning look at the struggle of the underclass. I remember that. Wasn't Emma in that as well?
Yep.
Is that the one where she did that thing to that guy on stage and they reckon she actually was doing it to him? Emma Evans puts the X in X-rated is the review I remember.
She won't talk about it.
She did it.
We're going out on a big date before we open. She's the best thing about this whole production for me.
Bad play?
Shocking. Turn your back for 5 minutes. Half the characters are HIV positive and killing siblings for the sake of their smack habit. It's train spotting meets a total idiot who makes it into a play. Get this, they're now saying they want it to be a musical.
I've got to see that.
Well, come.
Well, I'm just swamped at work this week. They've even got me setting the crossword. I've had to come up with a pen name.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Xanadu.
Very nice.
He's mysteriously cryptic.
I'm sure he is. Let's have a look, then. 11 down. Something you might say. 12 down, a thing. 5 across, a word, 8 letters. These clues are not very specific, are they?
I'll improve it. I'm just too busy. All this work's getting me down. Let's go out this week.
We could go to Curry World.
The Mega Tandoori Super Restaurant.
Biggest in the world. 4,000 seats, 400 staff.
Where is it?
It's on the North Circular. It's near IKEA, MFI, and, ironically, Curry's.
Let's not go there by mistake.
I'll phone Kate, see if she wants to come.
Indian food, 5 letters, curry. 4 letters, naan. 7 letters, papadum. Just the thought of going out is actually helping.
Hello? Kate, what is it?
It's Alan. You okay?
No. I'm behind with the kids' end-of-term reports. I've got about 100 kids to do and I can't even remember them.
Just write something bland. Put, could paint better, you know.
I got so angry, I wrote really grumpy ones. So now I've got to redo them all. I hate teaching. I'm just so knackered all the time. And you know what? The kids are calling me Miss Stroppy Ploppy now.
I know. Get the kids to do them. Call it self-appraisal.
Hey, good idea. Self-appraisal.
Save you a bit of time. Then you can come to Curry World.
Oh, the Mega Tandoori. Yeah. I've been wanting to go there for ages. When? Tonight?
Tomorrow. I'm going out with Emma tonight.
Ooh, the one who did that thing on the actor in that rubbish sex and gore thing Carlton made into a TV movie.
That's her.
So, Alan, have you asked her if she actually did it?
She won't talk about it.
She did it. I love you, darling.
And I love you.
Oh, Alan, what a brilliant film.
Yeah, I love weepies. You haven't got a tissue, have you?
Oh, Alan, you star!
Yeah, go
Good shooting, mate. Well done. So that's the fluffy bunny, the fluffy bear, the fluffy lion, and the fluffy pterodactyl.
What a fantastic restaurant. I love it. What could be more romantic?
Oh, monsieur, madame, I neglected to mention that this evening the South Bank is hosting a concert featuring the world's leading serenaders. I do apologize for the disturbance.
Alan, if I ask nicely, can I have a kiss?
No.
Alan!
Oh, all right then.
Oh, monsieur, madame, I must apologize once again. I also neglected to mention that the concert concludes with a large firework display. I am so sorry.
So what now?
Come back to mine.
Oh. We'll never get a taxi south of the river from here.
Where can I take you, young lovers?
Oh, Wimbledon.
It's on me way home. Jump in. It's on me.
What an amazing evening. You know what we need now? We need a song to remember the night by. Let's get the cab driver to put the radio on, and the first song that comes on, that can be our tune.
Who are you, Simon Bates?
Come on, it'll be romantic.
It won't be romantic, it'll be talk radio, and we'll end up remembering each other every time we hear Caesar the Geezer.
Can you put the radio on, please?
There's no way we'll get a song that will totally sum up what a fantastic, amazing, brilliant day we've had.
Right, now, have I got all your papers in now? Good. What's that, Tamara? What's it for? It's called self-appraisal. No, it's not called getting other people to do your dirty work for you. Well, it's to help you come to a better understanding of yourself. Yes. Yes, that's it. No, Dean, I'm not a hippie. And I'm not on drugs. No, I'm not a member of a cult. What's that, Dean? You didn't say cult. Right. Headmaster's office now.
Xanadu the Cryptic, or Mystic Murray, the Horoscope King?
Murray, it's the editor. Listen, the switch poor girl's got off with the Peruvian flu.
The girl from Cruz got the flu from Peru.
Yeah. Hey, just you and me. Sorry. Look, I might not be able to make it. You'll just have to take all the calls, OK?
Yeah, OK.
Murray, we need an interview for the arts page, right? This paper has never run a blank page, and it's not going to want my watch, all right?
Hello, Gazette. Can I help you?
Can I speak to someone in the arts department?
Just putting you through. Oh, hang on. I'm doing the arts at the moment.
What?
We're short-staffed. Flu. I'm the arts department.
Sorry, but I'm not going to waste my time talking to a receptionist.
Hello, Gazette. Murray speaking. Can I help you?
Could you put me through to the Lonely Hearts section, please?
Can you hold?
Oh, I'm holding.
Hello, Gazette.
Are you still up for a curry?
Yes, yes, yes. It's murder here. I've got to go.
I'll see you after my rehearsal.
Yeah, Murray, it's me again. Listen, I've changed the front page. We're dropping the local hospital auction story, going instead with a picture of Emma Noble in a see-through dress, right?
Right, I want
you to write 100 words to go with it, how fantastic she looks with 8 pounds of tough and plastic in her bra, you know, the sort of thing, bubbly Emma, brightens Britain's day, blah, blah, blah. Try and mention her knickers if you can.
Okay. I thought we might do a bit of impro today. A bit of freeform, a bit anarchic, a bit, jazz. This will help you to get to know the characters, okay?
What scene are we doing?
Okay, listen. You come home from scoring a fix, and you find Alan here waiting for you in the squat. He thinks you're responsible for the death of his brother, okay? He beats you with an iron bar around the face and head while your two-year-old heroin addict son looks on.
Ah, the comic interlude and what might otherwise seem like a slightly downbeat play.
Yes, Alan. Okay, now, relax, play with it. Whenever you're ready, go push it, push it, push it.
What do you want?
I've come to kill you.
With your bare hands?
No, with this iron bar.
Why don't you use your hands?
I brought this iron bar.
It suits you.
What does?
The iron bar. Taut, lean, firm. It's like you. I like it.
I'm sorry, I'm going to have to hit you over the head with it. It'll ruin your hair. You have great hair.
Well, perhaps you shouldn't hit me with it straight away. Perhaps you should brush the hair from my face first. Give you a bigger target.
That's a good idea.
That's better. Maybe you should put your arm around my waist to make sure I don't run away.
Like this?
Oh, yes, you have good hands. Firm hands.
Maybe you could do that thing you did once before.
Okay, okay. Okay, if I could just interrupt there. Okay, relax, shake it through.
Good, good.
Now, I don't think you've quite got hold of the characters yet, but bloody good try. Let's take a break from that and go on to something else. But very good, very good.
Kate, the headmaster will see you now.
Headmaster?
Ah, Kate, have a seat. Now, it's about... Sit up straight, don't slouch. Now, it's about the children's reports. I was wondering why you haven't done them yet.
Well, it's just that I'm really busy at the moment.
Well, all the other teachers have managed to get them in on time.
Oh, have they, really?
You know, you've had a disappointing term, Kate, quite frankly. You talk too much, you mess around in class, and you distract the other teachers.
Sorry, I'll get them done.
I really do expect a lot more from you. You must try harder.
I will. I just need a little bit more time.
An extension. Well, very well. But I expect those reports by the end of the week at the latest. Mm-hmm. Excuse me.
The caretaker's here to see you, headmaster. He says the children have stolen his metal leg again.
All right, send him in, will you?
I can't, he's fallen over.
Oh. Very well, I'll come out. Okay, you've got to the end of the week, Kate.
Your papa damn, sir.
Thanks.
Look at him go, his feet aren't even moving.
He's on a travelator. It's like an airport. Four floors. Look at the waiters driving around in their little buggies. And the menu looks like a departure board. Vegetable tali's been cancelled.
These Magadan touries are going to wipe the small family businesses out of business, aren't they?
Never. Those places will always survive. Six waiters doing sod all. One couple in on a wet Tuesday, but they never close down.
Well, just order something for me, will you? I've got to get on with these reports.
Kate, we're here to relax with a big biryani.
A mega madras.
A Titanic tikka.
Okay. But I'm never going to get these done.
Actually, I've got a lot of stuff to do as well.
Haven't you done those horoscopes yet?
They're harder than they look, man. I mean, you have to be quite enigmatic. The best one I've managed so far is Capricorn. Ooh.
It's a bit vague, Murray.
Well, I thought horoscopes were meant to be vague.
Not that vague. Don't you watch Mystic Meg? It has to be more like a stranger wearing yellow could hold the key. A Marks and Spencer's jumper will cause problems on a motorbike. Stay away from duck ponds.
That's good. I think I'll write that down.
And they always end with something like, your lucky colour is cerise. Your lucky word is trowel.
Right. I get the idea. I can do that.
Right. So how are you doing, Kate? Dean Lambert is an evil brat. He has the IQ of a chickpea and smells like old biscuits.
Yes, he does.
Parents will be pleased when they read this.
Yeah, well, I'm not sending those out, am I? I wrote them when I was in a bad mood, so I'm redoing them all.
I'm changing that one to must try harder.
Table PA371, your order is about to depart from the serving hatch number 3.
Tamara is a smug, stuck-up, big-headed Noel who thinks the sunshine's out of her arse. Mm-hmm. I can't bear to look at her greasy, fat face. If her dad wasn't a teaching ombudsman, I'd give her a good slap.
Be good.
So, can I help?
No, you can't. Just leave me to get on with it. I'm not going to finish them as it is.
All right. Don't get your knickers in a twist. If worse comes to worse, you can turn on the old waterworks and he'll let you off.
I'm sorry? Are you suggesting that I cry like a girly? What do you take me for, Alan? Ew, you disgust me.
Well, this is fun. It's been quite like a night out with your mates. I'm bored. May as well just learn my lines.
Hey, Alan, I've got to do an interview for the arts page. Why don't I do you? Come on, we'll go to a coffee shop and you can arrive late and look flustered. Maybe smoke a cigarette and avoid eye contact. Mutter darkly about the last actor your co-star girlfriend went down.
Yes, thank you. How about I do a shameless plug to sell some tickets?
Okay.
Here, listen to this monologue.
Can I take your order now, please, sir?
Where's the needle? I've got to shoot up. So hungry, nothing for days. Whatever's in the bins, polystyrene burger boxes.
Yes, can I take your order, please, sir?
Down and out, sleeping rough, a tiny bit of bread hanging there in his unshaven beard, as if he stored it like a drunken little rodent. I take his meal, his crumb. Where am I now? Oh, yes, we steal from our own because we're starving. We're starving like the poor street children of Calcutta maimed by their parents.
You didn't like your papadums, then?
Ignore him. He's a heroin addict.
Security, proceed to the stag party on table 419A.
Where have you been?
I had to buy a dictaphone. All interviewers use a dictaphone. You want to do this properly, I hope.
I thought I was supposed to be late and interesting.
That's all right. I can do I was late. He was in a state.
Zebra 3, over. I got a 10-20 potential homicide. Suspect is proceeding along 5th and Main, over.
What's that?
Starsky and Hutch. I was testing the dictaphone. Are you ready?
Yeah, ready when you are, Zebra 3.
Right. Beginning interview with Alan Davis. The time is 10:30 hours. No other officers present.
This is going to take quite a while, isn't it?
Okay, tell us about this play, then.
All right. It's called Shipping and Trucking. Set around a dockyard. It's a serious play. It's very gritty, very real, very contemporary. It's a piece for the next millennium.
That's not what you said the other day. You said it was a load of barmy old cack.
I did not say it was a load of old cack. I said it was very powerful and moving.
You said it was cack.
You wrote your story before you arrived, your typical gutter press.
So, what do you think of the writing? I heard from a certain source to whom I will now give a code name to preserve his identity.
His identity?
Sorry, his or her identity. Let's call him or her Alan. No. Okay, Adam. No, I'll something non-gender specific. I know. Mr. X.
Murray, stop being an ass.
Anyway, he said the writing was embarrassing.
No, it's not embarrassing. It's embarrassingly good writing. It's full of nuance and meaning. It's very dense. It's about time your middle-class theatre audience looked under a few stones in this town.
Right. And what about your fellow performers? How do you find them? Do you have a rapport? Let's say, an intimate rapport?
Meaning what?
Just wondering what you think of your leading lady's performance.
I really enjoy working with her, Mary.
So rehearsals are going well?
Everyone's great.
So when the curtain goes up on the first night, you won't be worried about how it's going to go?
I won't be losing any sleep over it.
Right, that'll do.
Is that it?
Yeah. There are more important things to do, like eating.
I had a continental breakfast, since you're ordering.
And I'll have the chicken madras.
Mary, how can you have another curry?
Here are the dog.
Ah, Kate, come in, sit down. I'm afraid I haven't got very long. I've got to give a statement to the police about Mrs. Bradley a bit later.
Okay, that'll be fine.
What's the matter, Kate?
It's the report.
Come on, don't cry now. Come on. Who's the big girl?
I am.
Good. Now, come on, tell me what's wrong.
I haven't finished the report yet.
What are you talking about, you silly pigeon? My secretary found them on your desk. She's delivering them right now.
No, not
those ones?
You see, luckily, she came in on her motorbike today, so she's taking them round as we speak.
Oh, but they weren't finished.
Well, yes, they were.
No, I just wanted to give them a final edit.
Well, it's too late now. You'll just have to explain at the parents' evening.
Oh.
Ah, that reminds me. Mr. Peters has phoned in with flu, so could you do the rest of his reports?
What?
Well, just write a few simple platitudes. Could do better, talks a lot, looks like a smurf. Not really. J for joke.
What have you done?
Oh, sorry, Murray. It's a bit there. Oh, it's all right. But look, that piece was too wishy-washy. I mean, it just didn't say anything. I had to sharpen it up a bit, give it an angle.
But you can't print this. Alan didn't say any of this.
Listen, we are chronically short-staffed. I had to do something. Anyway, I've got the tape. Have a listen.
So, tell us about the play.
Is the tape on?
Yes.
Good. It's a piece for old Cack.
The writing.
It's embarrassing.
Writing. What about the director?
He's a towering ass. Very nice.
And your fellow performers. How do you find them?
We all get on terribly.
What about your leading lady?
I really enjoy sleeping with her very much.
Oh, my God, they're going to kill Alan, and then Alan's going to kill me, and I'll be dead, so I won't be able to kill you.
No, relax, relax, Murray. Billions of articles are written in billions of papers every day. They're just there to fill up the space. Trust me, no one will even see it.
Hey, have you seen the paper?
I can't believe what that actor said about shipping and trucking.
There's no point going to see that, then.
You're through to the Ticket Maestro booking hotline. If you wish to cancel your tickets for shipping and trucking, please press 1. You are currently being held in a queue. Your call will be answered as quickly as possible. You are currently 59. In the queue to cancel tickets for shipping and trucking. Please note that there will be a £5 unbooking fee.
Ah, Mr. and Mrs. Williams. Hello.
Hello, young lady.
Yes, hello.
We've been wanting to speak to you all evening.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, really?
Why would that be then?
It's about what you wrote about our Paul.
I thought it might be.
Yes. Yeah.
It says here, Paul is the laziest slob I've ever had the misfortune to teach. He loafs round like a flatulent jellyfish and has all the charisma of a beanbag.
I'm so sorry. I'm really, really sorry about that.
Oh, no. Don't apologise.
No, no, no. We found your honesty very refreshing.
You do?
Yes. Most teachers just put, must try harder. They use the same formulaic phrases that teachers have been using for 50 years.
And then you never find out what they really think.
Now we know, we'll make an effort to improve Paul's behaviour.
Thank you.
You are so welcome.
Have you seen what Alan said about the play?
Oh, I never read what the papers say, Emma, and neither should you.
I just can't believe he said this.
Shooting his mouth off, was he? Probably had too much to drink. No disrespect, Emma, but actors shouldn't be allowed to speak to anyone without a script.
Golly, sorry I'm late.
Oh, it's arrived. Good. Well, now you're finally here. Perhaps we can workshop the last scene. So, Alan, you return to Emma's flat. She's been discharged from hospital after you attacked her. You now know she had nothing to do with killing your brother. You end up in bed together.
Oh, I like this scene.
All right. All out. Hang it loose. When you're ready, go, 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 go.
I see you're better and everything.
Yeah.
I'm sorry about what happened. Misunderstanding. Do you forgive me?
No.
I thought you were going to forgive me.
No, I'm not. I'll never forgive you. Because you're scum.
Yes, this is called Jazz It. Jazz It.
You've got lovely hair.
Don't try to wheedle your way out of this with your cheap lines. I've realised what you're like now. You're cold and hard and emotionless. Like this iron bar.
No, wait, hold on. Put that down.
And focus that anger, Emma, from within. Push, push, push.
No. It's the only way to make you understand the pain you caused me.
You couldn't just give me a dirty look. No, right.
You hurt me so much.
Hold on, this is meant to be a love scene, not a fight scene.
I...
Ow.
No! Pepper!
Ow!
Want!
Ow!
See!
Ow!
You!
Ow!
Again!
Ow! Ow! That one really hurt.
Great, that was perfect. I really think that's how we should end the play. I mean, I really felt something there.
Me too.
Yeah, we have to keep that. We have to keep it. Alan, you were great.
Oh, was I?
Yeah, fantastic. Okay,
lunch.
So, Emma, great work.
I meant it, Alan.
Yeah, there was real feeling there.
Yeah, Alan, that's because I meant it.
Hello?
Oh, Alan, you're in. Brilliant, brilliant. Are you watching TV?
No.
Put Carlton on now. Go on.
Carlton? Hang on, I'll have to peel the sellotape off the button.
very funny. Quick, quick. The first night party for the West End premiere of Shipping and Trucking. The star of this spectacular musical triumph is Hollywood heartthrob Leonardo DiCaprio.
I don't want to see this.
Oh, shut up. Look, Murray's there. Look. 6 months ago, the play lasted just 1 week on London's Fringe. But the beautiful star, Emma Evans, on a casting trip to L.A., persuaded Leonardo to gain some theatre kudos with a West End debut. With me is London's hottest new theatre critic, Murray. You were responsible for the closing of the original show and the walkout of its previous star.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
I just didn't want to be chucked every night for a 6-week run. I walked out.
Let's see an extract from the show. Did you score?
Yeah.
Enough for me and the baby?
Yeah.
Even though you beat me violently about the face with an iron bar and put me in hospital, I love you.
That's funny, because I love you too. Even though I thought you were responsible for killing my brother. I'm glad you came back, even though you're hooked on smack. You're the one for me, even though you're HIV. I love you.
They changed the ending. I can't believe they changed the ending.
Sarah Murray, a beautiful ending. Tell me, because you're in the know, that thing that Emma does to Leonardo as the curtain comes down, is she really doing that? Because, you know, that's what everyone said.
I believe so.
That should have been me!
The Alan Davis Show was written by Ben Silburn, Tony Roach and Alan Davis, and starred Alan Davis, Alan Francis and Ronnie Ancona, with Kevin Eldon and Deborah Stevenson. The broadcast assistant was Elaine Wigley, and the producer was Jane Batuu.